Canto 3, Chapter 5, and text number 24. Savayesha tada drashta. Napashyat drashyam ekarat. Mene santam ivatmanam. Supta shaktir asupta drag. The Lord, undisputed proprietor of everything, was the only seer. The cosmic manifestation was not present at that time, and thus he felt imperfect without his plenary and separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifested. The Lord is the supreme seer because only by his glance did the material energy become active for cosmic manifestation. At that time, the seer was there, but the external energy over which the glance of Lord is cast was not present. He felt somewhat insufficient, like a husband feel lonely in the absence of his wife. This is poetic simile. The Lord wanted to create the cosmic manifestation to give another chance to the conditioned souls who were dormant in forgetfulness. The cosmic manifestation gives the conditioned souls a chance to come back home, back to Godhead. And that is its main purpose. The Lord is so kind that in the absence of such a manifestation, he feels something wanting, and thus the creation takes place. Although the creation of the internal potency was manifested, the other potency appeared to be sleeping, and the Lord wanted to awaken her to activity. Just as a husband wants to awaken his wife from a sleeping state for enjoyment, it is the compassion of the Lord for the sleeping energy that he wants to see her awaken for enjoyment like the other's wives who are awake. The whole process is to enliven the sleeping conditioned souls to the real life of a spiritual consciousness, so that they may thus become as perfect as the ever-liberated soul in Vaikuntha Lokas. Since the Lord is Sachidananda Vigraha, he likes every part and parcel of his different potencies to take part in the blissful rasa, because participation with the Lord in his eternal rasa leela is the highest living condition, perfect in spiritual bliss and eternal knowledge. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnamancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Vajyana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahaganalalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Dale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminyadinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vrajarine നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസതി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ സവായേഷ തദാ ദൃഷ്ട നാപശ്യത് ദൃശ്യമേകരാട് മേനേ സന്തവാത്മാനം സുപ്തശക്തിര സുപ്തദൃക്. ദ ലോർഡ്, ദി അൺഡിസ്പ്യൂട്ടഡ് പ്രൊപ്രൈറ്റർ ഓഫ് എവറിതിങ്, വാസ് ഓൺലി സിയർ. ദ കോസ്മിക് മാനിഫെസ്റ്റേഷൻ വാസ് നോട്ട് പ്രസന്റ് അറ്റ് ദ ടൈം. And thus he felt imperfect without the plenary and separated parts and parcels. The material energy was dormant, whereas the internal potency was manifested. So in this particular verse, Maitreya Rishi is speaking about how this material energy got activated. As Lord says there, he has two energies, para and apara. So para prakriti is what which has manifested before the apara. So this para prakriti, which is known as a daivi maya also, which was there, but apara was in dormant condition, or the material energy was in dormant condition. The whole cosmic manifestation was created by the Lord for the sole purpose of taking back the conditioned souls back to Godhead. So to take them back, you need to wake them up first, because they are in the dormant condition. And if someone is like sleeping, how you can make him move? You need to wake him up first. And Lord has done that, and that has explained in the next verse. Because until and unless you wake someone up, it's not possible to get them some activity from him. So here they have given an allegory that Prabhupada gives example, like if some husband wants to enjoy his wife who is sleeping, he need to wake her. So same way here, Lord has woke up his material energy, and here Lord is known as a drashta. Sva esha tada drashta. He was the only one person who was there as a seer. That means he was the source of everything, who can look at the things, whatever was there. And he was alone. So his main purpose of creating this whole cosmic manifestation is to take back home, back to God. Godhead, all the conditioned living entities. And to do that, he need to have a cosmic manifestation, which is his material energy, and which was there in the dormant condition. So he woke that up. In the next verse it is said, Savayitasya sandrishto shakti sarasadatmika മായാ നാമ മഹാഭാഗ യയദം നിർമ്മമേ വിഭു. നൗ മൈത്രേയ ഋഷി ഈസ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിനിങ് അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദിസ് മായ. ഹിയർ വി ക്യാൻ ഫൈൻഡ് ദ ഡെഫിനേഷൻ. ഐ വാസ് വണ്ടറിംഗ് വേർ വൈ ദിസ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ വേൾഡ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് എ മായ, വേർ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് എക്സ്പ്ലെയിൻ. ജനറലി വി സേ ഇഫ് യു റീഡ് ഇൻ ഭഗവത്ഗീത, യു വിൽ നോട്ട് ഫൈൻഡ് ദിസ് മായ വേൾഡ് എനിവേർ. ഹാവ് യു കം അക്രോസ് ദറ്റ് വേൾഡ് എനിവേർ? He has said yoga maya samavritaha, but he has not used this maya word for the material energy anywhere in the Bhagavad Gita. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, while explaining the apara prakriti, this material prakriti, specifically Maitreya Rishi has called this energy as a maya. He says here, the Lord is this ear, and the external energy which is seen works as a both cause and effect in cosmic manifestation. O greatly fortunate Vidura, this external energy is known as a maya or illusion, and through her agency only is the entire manifestation made possible. See how wonderfully everything has explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a proper science that one should learn about. That's the science of God. How everything is as created, who is their source, what are different terminology. As we have studied in engineering, each and every terminology has its own definition. It gives back from what are the sources it comes from, how it interacts with the different things, what are the different things can be produced with the use of this particular element. So same way here in Srimad Bhagavatam, each and every terminology has explained with the definition, its purpose, its combinations with other things, what are the products of that. Everything has given. We think that modern society, hey, this is what mythology. Do you think this is mythology? The rascals, sorry to say that, who never opened these books, they give comments on this. They think themselves as a big erudite scholars, they can speak or speculate anything. But no need to speculate anything. Everything has crystal clearly explained here. What is this world about? What is its source? What is its meant of? And what is the purpose of? Everything is given clearly. But still, due to our false ego, which pumps us, boosts us to suffer in this material world, never allows us to study all the scriptures properly. Because unless and until you become humble, you won't get this spiritual knowledge. Modern scientists, they are depending upon their own material senses. And they think that these are the resources through which we can get this knowledge. But all these sources, they are imperfect. And where you are going to get the knowledge which is transcendental, which is beyond the modes of material nature, and your senses are controlled by the modes of material nature. How is it possible to fathom them, the things which are beyond their capacities? And if you really want to understand, then what is the process that has explained here by Vidurji? How humbly he approached to Uddhavji. How humbly Uddhavji guided him to go towards Maitreyaji. How he approached Maitreyaji, glorified him for his knowledge. And whom should you go for knowledge? See, everything has crystal clearly explained. He went there to Maitreya, who was above the Jnana, who has fathomless depth of knowledge. So really want to understand transcendental knowledge, approach such a person. Not the person who is like a shallow water, like some of the pools you can see. What you can call ditch or drench, what you call?
Puddle.
Which has a very shallow depth. And most of the people, they are attracted to this puddle rather than the ocean. Because to fathom or to look at the ocean also, you need to have a courage. If small kids, you take them to ocean, they get disturbed by seeing the waves in the ocean and such a vast body. They get scared. They don't want to enter there. But they take pleasure in the puddle, jumping them in that. Why? Because it becomes very friendly to them. So the most of the personalities, they don't take seriously spiritual life because they think it's beyond my capacity. But still they want to comment on it. That's nonsense. And that's not the way to accept the spiritual life or the spiritual knowledge. Really want to understand their lordship? Here is the science. Here is the textbook. Go through this. Give exams on this. Study it properly. This is not just meant for the, okay, once in a year we'll do this Parayan. Now this for Chaturmas is going on to get some pious credit, we'll do that. You do it. But that's not the purpose of this book. The purpose of this book to make you understand the science of Godhead. And to understand that, you need to study it properly. Under the guidance of a person who is Agadha Bodham. Otherwise, not possible. The purport Prabhupada says, the material nature known as Maya is both the material and efficient cause of the cosmos. But in the background, the Lord is the consciousness for all activities. As in the individual body, the consciousness is the source of all energies of the body. So the supreme consciousness of the Lord is the source of energies in the material nature. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, text number 10, as follows. Maya dhakshena prakritihi suyate sa characharam hetunanina kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Throughout all the energies of material nature, there is the hand of the Supreme Lord as the final superintendent. Due to His supreme cause only, the activities of material nature appear planned and systematic, and all things regularly evolve. All things regularly evolve. Why? Because they are planned systematically. Any activity, any project, any job that you want to get it done, if it is planned systematically, then the next thing, the evolution will take place. Unless and until you plan something, nothing will just manifest like a something out of a blue moon. And who is behind that? Behind that is Drashta, the seer. The person who has a vision. Only he can create things, maintain them and get the desired result. And that's why Upanishad says, Om Purnamada, Om Purnamidam, Om Purnat Purnam Udachyatase. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Avashishyate. Everything is perfect in absolute truth. Whatever he has created, whether it is a material nature or whether these are the spiritual activities. Need to be understood. It seems to be boring because there are no pastimes and no something which can capture your mind. But Mahaprabhu says, Siddhanta Baliyat Chitte Nakariyalas. When there is a discussion about philosophy, about Siddhanta, mind always tends to slip you down. It always creates obstacles to create proper attention or proper concentration. But unless and until you pay your attention to understand the principles of life or principles of spiritual life especially, it will be very difficult to continue for throughout the life. You may come. As long as you have pious credits with you, you will continue with the spirituality. But rather than making progress, if you start committing offenses, so whatever pious credits are there, they get burnt out and everything gets ruined on them. You won't continue it throughout the life. So unless and until you get the blessings or the mercy of some pure devotee, it becomes very tough. So need to be understood this properly. If you have a proper frame of a mind to understand this knowledge and make a progress in spiritual life, then it will happen. So here in Prabhupada says clearly that systematically planned, then things get evolved. So if you want to really evolve your spiritual life, you need to plan it systematically. Nishvase nahi vishvase kada ruddho bhavishyati. If we consider this one, then how to plan? We don't know. Nothing is certain. Then how we can plan? What's the answer for this? Just get done the best use of bad bargain. Whatever you have in your hand, work out with that. Live for today as if you are going to die next moment. Then everything gets set up. One of the disciples, he went to his spiritual master. आप या तो खड़े हो जाओ या तो रूम में जाके सो जाओ प्रभु. अरे वो ये डिस्टर्ब करता है फिर बोलने वाले को बहुत. अब जाओ आराम करो. इतना भी बोरिंग नहीं बोल रहा हूं मैं कि लोग सो जाए. इतना ही वेंट टू हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. ही आस्क्ड हिम, whenever I come to you, you look so composed, calm. How does it happen? I'm not able to understand. Why is it so? Then he said, okay, come tomorrow, I will let you know. Next day, again, he asked, same question. He said, okay, I'm going to tell you something. You have to be very careful. He said, what? After 7 days, you are going to die. That's it. He spoke that and he just left from there. That person, the disciple, when he heard that, he was surprised. He said, I have only 7 days. And he went out. He went out and he saw one person whom he offended. He went and he asked him, please forgive me if I have really offended you, if really I have hurt you. That person got surprised. He said, how come? Then again he moved up. So like that, every day he was, rather than as usual he used to do, used to offend people, used to speak some bad, some ill things about the people. And unintentionally something, he used to hurt them. He stopped all that things. And every day he started glowing actually. Because as the cleansing of mind takes place, as you start accepting your faults and you start working on that, then there is a cleansing process. As anything you start cleaning, it starts shining. It starts shining then. So day by day, everything was becoming pleasant for him. His whole view about life got changed within 6-7 days. Last day he came and he had no question in his mind when he sat in front of his spiritual master. And he was looking blissful, pleasing. So his spiritual master asked him, "What happened? You are looking so calm and composed. You are not having any problem, that's I see." He said, "Yeah, actually nothing." They said, "But right now I tell you, you are not going to die right now. Just to make you understand, the proper understanding of I'm going to die next moment, it changes everything in your life. Because you know, within 7 days, if I have to die, why should I carry bad intentions of people for me? Better, I have a very short span of a time. So let me talk to everyone nicely." And everything got changed. So same way, if really somebody wants to be happy in this material world, then in the Niti Shastra it is said, you never forget that you are going to die. Then how to plan? Here planning means achieving the desired goal and working for that. My desired goal is going back home, back to Godhead, where there is no kalmashas. So if I carry kalmashas in my heart and desire that I wanted to go to spiritual world, will that happen? No. So each and every moment, my endeavor should be, I should work on my anarthas. I should work on my offensive mentality. That's what we should plan for. And if we do it systematically, everything is given in the scriptures. How the evolution takes place of your spiritual life. Adav Shraddha, Tatha Sadhu Sangha, Tatha Bhajan Kriya, Tatha Anartha Nivritti. When that Anartha Nivritti happens? Kab hoti Anartha Nivritti? वो तो पहली स्थिति है। अनर्थ निवृत्ति के बाद व्यक्ति निष्ठा पैदा था। श्रद्धा से जब साधु संघ होता है, साधु संघ से जब व्यक्ति भजन क्रिया में लग जाता है, भजन क्रिया के पश्चात अनर्थ निवृत्ति होती है। आपने अनर्थ निवृत्ति के बाद की स्टेज बताई निष्ठा। अभी तक हमारी साधु संग ही नहीं हो पा रहा है और हम चाह क्या रहे, कृष्ण प्रेम चाहिए हमको। हाँ, जैसे फोकड़ में मिल रहा है, बाजार में ऐसी डाल के दिया रोड के साइड पे। अरे साधु संग करो, फिर भजन क्रिया होगी, फिर अनर्थों की निवृत्ति होगी, फिर एक दृढ़ निश्चय बनेगा कि मुझे प्राप्त करना है। करके कहाँ तक पहुंचे, कभी सोचा है? साधु संघ करना पड़ेगा, उसके लिए दूसरा कोई पर्याय नहीं। साधु संघ सर्वशास्त्र का। और हम सोच रहे कृष्ण प्रेम प्राप्त करें,
लेकिन हम लोग भी देखते साधु में ये है ये वो भी
करो। तो कुछ भी देखो लेकिन करना शुरू कर दोगे, साधु के बीच में रहोगे, तभी तो मालूम पड़ेगा कि मैं ये देख रहा हूं करके। वही तो अनर्थ प्राप्त देखने की, जब पहले अनर्थ क्या है वो तो मालूम पड़ेंगे, कम से कम बार बार उसके बारे में सुनकर कहां तक पहुंचे।
ये भी होता है कि जैसे हम लोग भक्ति में, जैसे सच्चिदानंद को कहते हैं, हम लोग भक्ति में 20 साल से हो, 30 साल से हो, लेकिन है हम लोग, लेकिन उसका हम लोग अपने जीवन में कुछ उतार नहीं पा रहे, क्योंकि हम लोगों के ईर्ष्या
तो छोड़ के भी फायदा नहीं है ना।
ये छोटा बंदा ये प्रवचन मेरे को दे रहा है, मैं क्यों उसके क्लास में बैठूँ। तो वो वजह से हम लोग साधु संघ भी नहीं, क्योंकि हम लोग सुन रहे किसका, भागवत का सुन रहे, जो देने वाले व्यक्ति को हम लोग, तो वो भी वजह से हम लोग
फिर भी साधु संघ करना पड़ेगा, तभी तो मालूम पड़ेगा ना। अभी यहाँ तक आप पहुँच गए, कम से कम मालूम पड़ा कि ये तो है, इसके कारण मैं नहीं आगे बढ़ रहा हूँ। साधु संग नहीं करोगे तो ये तो भी नहीं मालूम पड़ेगा ना। तो ये न किए ना प्रकार है ना साधु के साथ, तो कि साधु क्या है, दर्पण है, वो दिखा देता है आप क्या। तो साधु संग नहीं करोगे, भजन क्रिया नहीं होगी, तो फिर कहाँ से अनर्थों की निवृत्ति होगी।
फिर हम लोग ऐसे ही करेंगे तो हमको मिलेगा धाम
क्या?
धाम जो हम लोग प्रयास कर रहे हैं, जो धाम
प्रयास कहाँ कर रहे हैं, हम टाइम पास कर रहे हैं। अगर आप प्रयास इस शब्द का
टाइम पास भी कर रहे हैं,
शब्द का अर्थ समझोगे ना प्रयास का,
हम लोग टाइम पास भी कर रहे हैं तो भी तब तक हम लोग जाके पहुंचेंगे,
पहुंचेंगे ना, क्योंकि रास्ते पे तो लगे हो। अब रेंगते हुए चलोगे तो रास्ते पे तो हो ना कम से कम, अभी नहीं 100 साल 200 साल 100 जन्म बाद रास्ते पे तो हो, लगे तो हो, हाँ गारंटी तो उतना एश्योरेंस है। एक बार आदमी रास्ते पे है, टिका है रहा ना कैसे भी करके। इसलिए प्रभुपाद कहा करते कि बोट में छोड़ो, लटके रहो चाहिए तो। ऐसा नहीं कि कैप्टन ठीक नहीं है या ये रडार वाला ठीक नहीं है करके मैं बोट में नहीं बैठूंगा, बोट ले जाएगी आपको, चिंता मत। साधुओं का संग करो, क्योंकि उसी संग के कारण रंग बदलेगा। अगर रंग ही बदलने की इच्छा नहीं है और वो साधु के संग के बिना भी आएगी नहीं। बहुत सुकृतान चिजोड़ी मजगा विठला, कब होगा? जब सुकृति होगी, और सुकृति कैसे बढ़ेगी? साधुओं का संग, अन्यथा भाग कट है। And unless and until we really plan about this, at least I know today I'm there, so why should not I work on this? Let me plan so that I can work on that. Now Kartik is going on, so this is the best time actually of whole year when you can recharge your battery, so that another 11 months you can run on that. Whatever you do in this month, whatever sadhana you do, whatever vow you take, that extremely purifies you. And that keeps up. I have seen most of the devotees, oh Prabhu, it becomes very difficult, you know, to chant 4 rounds. But if you, Kartik, you tell them, if you chant 4 rounds, multiply by 10,000, that many rounds you can chant. Then just because of that greed, they chant 8 rounds. Why not I should try for 8? They continue with the 15 days and they say, 8 is what? I'm doing regularly, it's not a big deal. Let me try for 12. So they go fall to 12. Another 15 days, as they coming to finish the Kartik, they think 16 round is not that difficult actually to finish it. Why should not I continue for the next whole year? And like that, they have started up with their 16 rounds. It's our mind, nothing else. The whole mind game. Unless and until you work on that, it becomes difficult. This is how we can plan for our own. Otherwise, it's tough. Because Lord has created this world for single purpose, and that is to go backwards back to God. Not to enjoy fabulously, have a mansion like a home, have obedient kids. These are all secondary things. The primary thing for us, this whole material world has created to go back home, back to God. And if we forget that purpose of this creation, से यूज था। सो दिस इज व्हाट वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड एंड फॉर दैट पर्पस ओनली दिस क्रिएशन पार्ट हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड हियर। अनलेस एंड अंटिल यू अंडरस्टैंड दिस rest of the part is only story for you, nothing else. You will remember only story, not the principle or siddhanta that you are supposed to get it from that story. That's why sometimes we see that the same story, different people they read, but their understanding is totally different about them. Because what Lord wanted to give from that particular pastime, only that person can absorb who has understood the main purpose. And if you don't understand this purpose, you don't work on this, you will not understand Bhagavad. Generally we skip all this. It's okay. It's too tough. I feel sleepy. So let me jump on pastime. So they go and start it from the 15th chapter of this canto, from where the story of Kardama and Kapila that has explained. But that's not the way of studying Bhagavata. You need to go to all these things. Without understanding this hypothesis, you are not able to perform any practical. And unless and until you do practical, you are not going to get the conclusions what you are supposed to get. So it's very important. As we have seen in the second canto, where Brahmaji, he himself, in the beginning when he gave this knowledge to Naraji, he told him that you study it and make it understand others. That is the duty of a devotee. And Prabhupada, with such a pain at the advanced age, he took it for us and he wrote whole commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. For what? At least to show our gratitude towards him, we should study this. When I look at him, I just imagine at this age how it is painful to sit for a while, to read something, to perform some physical activities. And Prabhupada, in the adverse condition of weather, adverse condition of mental situation, social environment, he worked so hard to write all these things for us. What was his own gain? Has he got some millions of dollars on his account and he enjoyed his senses? You can just imagine, well, how much he would have done that. 60 or 65, 68 years of life, he stayed in totally different weather. And at the fag end of her life, he came here in this totally different weather. And at least any sane man, to show his gratitude towards such a person, will try to read that, what he has given to us. We'll try to study that. Because that's the essence. And Lord always say, he is happy with those who make happy his devotees. And his devotees are happy when you take shelter of their Lord. And taking shelter of Lord in the age of a Kali means taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord with sincere heart. Otherwise then it may take millions of lifetimes to fulfill the purpose of this cosmic manifestation, to go back home practically.
Hare Krishna.
Because of nama parad, anarthas increases.
Anartha,
agar shabdik artha dekha jaye uska, to jiska koi hetu hi nahi hai, wo cheez. मैं वही बता रहा हूँ, अनर्थ यानी वो चीज़ जिसका कोई हेतु नहीं है जीवन में और उसी को हम करते रहते हैं, वो सारी चीज़ अनर्थ में आ जाएगी। अभी मैं बैठा हूँ कथा कर रहा हूँ और मन मेरा कुछ और सोच रहा है, वो भी मेरे लिए अनर्थ ही है। कोई कथा में बैठा है, बोलने वाला बोल रहा है, अपना कुछ काम चल रहा है, ये भी अनर्थ है। क्योंकि जो समय जिस चीज के लिए है वो छोड़ के अगर दूसरी चीज में आप लगे हो वो चीज अनर्थ। जिस समय में जो होना चाहिए, जो हमें करना चाहिए, वो छोड़ के अगर किसी दूसरी में, जैसे चैंटिंग कर रहे हैं, जप कर रहे हैं और सोच रहे कि कल भागवतम क्लास में मैं क्या बोलूं, वो भी मेरे जपा के लिए अनर्थ हो गया हो। क्योंकि मेरी जपा में, मेरी साधना में वो व्यवधान ला रहा है, उसके कारण मैं जो अभी कर रहा हूं उसका जो उद्देश्य है वो पूरा नहीं हो पा रहा है। यानी हर वो चीज स्मरण जो हम कर रहे हैं उस चीज में बाधा लाता है, और कलयुग इसके लिए खास है एक्चुअली, सर्व साधन बाधक है। जो साधन करना चाहते हो उसमें वो बाधा ला ही देता है। अच्छी सी कथा चल रहे थे, हाँ मालूम है, बहुत बड़ी बड़ी बातें करता है, लेकिन क्या इसका व्यवहार है, ये आ गया अनर्थ। ऐसे रहोगे तो जो सुनना है, जिसे हृदय परिवर्तन होना है, वो नहीं आप एक्सेप्ट कर पाओगे। ऐसा ये अनर्थ हो। छह तो प्रोमिनेंट दिखाई देते हैं, काम क्रोध लोभ मद मोह मत्सर, लेकिन इनकी वैरायटीज है, इनके शेड्स है। अभी किसी के मत्सरता अलग दिखाई देती है, कोई कुछ कर रहा है इनडायरेक्टली ऐसा कुछ कर देना कि वो कर ही ना पाए, हालांकि वो दिखाई नहीं देता कि इसकी ईर्ष्या है या मत्सर है उस व्यक्ति के प्रति, उसके भी शेड्स है। और जैसे ही आप भक्ति में प्रगति करते जाओगे ना, आपको मालूम पड़ेगा, अरे ये मैं गलत कर रहा हूं, ये मुझे नहीं करना चाहिए। इसको इस सद असद विवेक बुद्धि कहते हैं। ये तभी जागृत होती है जब साधुओं का संग करते हैं, क्योंकि उनके संग में मालूम पड़ता है कि सद क्या है असद क्या है, अन्यथा बहुत कठिन है। और जैसी प्रगति करते जाओगे ना, एक एक तिनके जैसी चीज भी आपको पेड़ों जैसी दिखने लगेगी, विशालकाय वृक्ष के समान दिखने लगेगा, ये भी है। इसलिए कहते हैं साधु लोग कि भगवत धाम तो बहुत विशाल है, इस भौतिक जगत के तीन गुना है, लेकिन उसमें प्रवेश करने का जो द्वार है ना वो बहुत ही छोटा है, बहुत ही छोटा है ना, बहुत सूक्ष्म कहा जाता है। क्योंकि वहां जाने वाला व्यक्ति जब तक सूक्ष्म अवस्था में शुद्ध नहीं होता है तब तक वो वहां पर प्रवेश है। अनर्थ निवृत्ति स्यात्, भजन करोगे तो भजन से अनर्थ निवृत्ति, तो भजन कैसे कर, साधु बताएंगे आपकी क्षमता के अनुसार आप किस प्रकार का भजन कर सकते हो, किससे क्या साध्य कर सकते हो। मैं वही सोच रहा था कि यह नौ विधियां क्यों दी गई है, क्योंकि हर एक की क्षमता अलग है, हर एक का भगवान के साथ संबंध अलग है। किसी को किसी भाव में ही भगवान से नजदीकी जो है वो ज्यादा अनुभव होती है, तो इसीलिए ये, और साधु फिर बताते कि भाई ये चीज आपके लिए योग्य है क्योंकि उन्होंने देखा होता है, उनके पास उदाहरण रहते हैं। इसलिए आपने अगर ध्यान देके पढ़ा होगा जो हमने द्वितीय स्कंद में पढ़ा था, वहां पे जब सुखदेव गोस्वामी को स्वीकार किया जाता है भागवत के ऊपर बोलने के लिए, तो वहां पे तात्पर्य में प्रभुपाद लिखते हैं कि सुखदेव गोस्वामी को ही क्यों पकड़ा, अन्य तो 84,000 वहां पे सिद्ध योगी महान व्यक्ति बड़े बड़े ऋषि मुनिवर प्रवर बैठे हुए थे, वेद व्यास जी, उनके गुरु नारद जी, फिर पर्वत मुनि से महान पराशर मुनि जैसे महान व्यक्ति सामने बैठे थे, लेकिन सुखदेव गोस्वामी को क्यों पकड़ा। He had experimental practical knowledge of Bhagavata. और ये साधुओं के पास रहने के कारण वे आपको बता सकते हैं कि कौन सी स्थिति आपके लिए अनुकूल है, कौन सी विधि है भक्ति की जो आप आसानी से कर सकते हैं। ये साधु संघ में ही हमें मालूम पड़ेगा, नहीं तो मैं केवल किताब पढ़ता हूं, ग्रंथ पढ़ता हूं, उसे नहीं हूं। क्योंकि साधु के कृपा के बना इन अक्षरों को अर्थ ही नहीं है, एक न्यूज़पेपर पढ़ने के वजह से हो जाएगा, समझ नहीं पाएंगे। इसीलिए साधुओं का समझा तभी जाके भजन क्रिया कर सकते, नहीं तो है गधा और घोड़े जैसा भागने की इच्छा करेगा तो थोड़ी होगा कुछ, गधे को गधा का काम दो, घोड़े को घोड़े का काम। और ये वही बता सकता है जिसने देखा है गधा कैसा होता है, घोड़ा कैसा होता है। ठीक है, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज भागवतम की। Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare।